They withdraw their eyes, but no eye is there. The eye is that which sees a place of safety.
Ah, place of safety. You said these are people, they don't see this light. They don't have eyes. If they had eyes, they will see. He's referring to something, right? It's translated to safety.
Aman.
In Persian is ma'aman. Ma'aman means the bunker, the safe bunker. But ma'aman is one. Okay. Do you remember? Iman.
From Iman.
Iman. This is the faith having in your heart. Is it? You know what? The eye for me is the eye who will find or who will see faith, Iman. If there is no Iman with these non-believers, they are blind. They choose to be blind because they don't want to look at this light. Yes?
When the Prophet returned from the graveyard, he went to the Siddiqa and confided.
Now we are back to the story. One. Why one full page? All this, 1.5 page, and half page is left for the real story you want to say. Why? You see, when you're looking at the storyteller, when some branches, he makes something like a tree, if one branch is very heavy, you have to pay attention, right? He declared that I'm going to tell you the story of Aisha, right? And he's going to tell the story of Aisha. But up to this moment, he didn't hear about Aisha at all. He was talking about Muhammad planting something in the graveyard. Why? Because there are things that if you don't understand that, you will not see what Aisha is seeing. Aisha is seeing a rain that physically is not here, but spiritually is here, right? So he described all the pre-qualification to understand this. He said, I'm going to talk about the light, but not this light which is coming from this bulb. I'm going to talk about that, the smell of the garden, and I know a lot of the skeptics, they don't see it. Tell them not to, because this is a God-made garden, and every flower carries the smell, going around unveiling the truth. This is what I believe, and this is what you will see in this story. Now, up to here, we realize that this part of me, the brain part, cannot get it, doesn't understand the rain. But other part of me, in my heart, I could understand this. Right? That's when you're ready to tell this handmaiden of yours, okay, look this way. Look into the handmaiden. Aisha is the handmaiden for Muhammad. He's the wife. He's the intelligence, right? This intelligence, surrendering, having your head under the cape of your husband, then you see it. This is the story, yes?
As soon as the eye of the Siddiqa fell upon his countenance, she advanced and began to lay her hand on it. On his turban and his face and his hair, on his collar and chest and arm. Said the Prophet, what art thou seeking so hastily? She replied, today rain fell from the clouds. I am searching thy garments in quest. I do not feel them wet with the rain. Oh, how wonderful. The Prophet said, what wrap hast thou thrown over thy head? Said she, I made that rigal of thine as a head covering. He said, O pure bosomed one, that is why God revealed to thy pure eye the rain of the unseen. That rain is not from your clouds. There are other clouds and another sky.
That was the story. You see, when he came home, Aisha will touch his head, shoulders, and everything. Say, what are you looking for? Bahadur rain. Said, ah, that's another kind of rain. This is what this story is. But how Rumi says this is story. There are some special words here. One of these special words is Reda or Rida, which is not the cape. Reda means the overall, the cape, but at the same time it represents official existence, like the special dress of the king. Reda is the one that covers all. And that's, I don't know, it's a little bit more than that. Very serious part of the cover, okay? Then there is something else over there, is Afkandan. One will ask him, Chebar Sarfikandi. Over here, the prophet said, what wrap has to you over the head? Something like that. And it's obvious that sentence was something that he's trying to convey it unsuccessfully. Because over there, the main thing is sarafkandi. When you have done something bad, something wrong, or when you go somewhere that you know that you cannot measure up with the expectations, how do you behave? Like this. This is sarfikanda, means lowering your head or dropping your head. Here Muhammad will say, what did you drop on your head somehow? Means what did you cover yourself with, or what did you bow to? What did you accept? What did you surrender yourself to? All of that is in that verse, all the meaning. When he asks, okay, what happened to you really? What did you do with your head? Because we're talking about the intelligence living in head. He said, I made that rida of you my khimar. Khimar suddenly is a word here that, I don't know, how did he? No, he missed it. Yeah. Said he, I made that riga of yours a head covering. Right? Here he will say, Gov kardam an ridaye to khimar. You, the Persian guy, translate it. What is khimar? Hangover. Hangover. When you're drunk tonight or tomorrow morning, you are khamar. Means you need another pint to kick the habit or to kick the hangover.
That's khamar.
Huh? Pardon me?
That's khamar.
Vachamar. That's kham, khom, khem. Don't worry about it. It works in either one. I made that one, that cape of you, my hangover. Doesn't make sense. Even in Persian, normally it doesn't make sense because they don't really get it. What does that mean? But because of the story and the stuff, you will learn that, okay, she did this and that, you will let it go. If not, you have to think about it. Why he brings that one? The only thing that the drunkard people are worried about is hangover. And hangover is something that... what is the hangover? Is the pain of becoming aware. When you're drunk, you're not aware. You're out of yourself. Hangover is when your self reappears. That's when you feel bad. And the cure is another pint, another glass of scotch, I don't know, whatever.
It's called a hair of the dog.
Pardon me?
It's called a hair of the dog in English.
Hair of the dog.
Hair of the dog.
He says, my hangover, my becoming aware again, or regaining the awareness from that cape of yours.